Tracy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I have the, Thank you for inviting me here again today.
谢谢你大家再次邀请我今天到这里。
I love being among you.
我很高兴在这里。
And I really appreciated the worship songs that we sang together.
今天我们刚才唱的敬拜诗歌也让我非常感动。
So it is wonderful to know that we can sing together praise to our God even if I don't understand a word of Chinese.
虽然不懂一句中文，但是我们在一起在灵里的敬拜，真的让我很感动。
Your theme for this year at the church is taken from the Apostle Paul's second letter to Timothy.
你们今年的讲台主题呢，是从提摩太后书，我相信从提摩太后书来的。
And there, in English, we read this, be diligent to approve yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
在希腊原文是这么说，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
But the Greek text puts it this way, be eager to present yourself to God approved, an unashamed worker,Cutting straight the word of truth.
希腊原文是说你们要竭力在面前得蒙喜悦，无愧的工人，要分解就是神真理的道。
So what my question this morning is this, what does it take to cut to be approved by God?
那我今天问大家的第一个问题，什么叫分解神的道，得蒙喜悦？
One thing Paul says is that it includes cutting straight the word of truth.
保罗是在说，一件事情是要把神的道分解的合适。
This is the reason that we study the Bible carefully.
所以我们要仔细查考圣经。
But sometimes we come up with ideas that are contrary to what God is saying to us.
但是有时候我们真的是有危险，从读经的时候得下来的结论不是神要通过他的经文所讲的话。
We don't always cut God's word straight.
我们不是总按着正义分解了神的道。
And one of our texts in the Bible that we often fail to cut straight is found in Proverbs 31.
一个例子，我们没有很好的分解神的道的例子呢，就是我们今天要学的31章，箴言31。
Many men ignore this text because they're sure it's written only for women.
很多弟兄呢觉得不用看这一章了，因为它写给妇女的。
And many women try to ignore this text because they're sure it says something they don't want to hear.
很多姊妹也不愿意听，因为上面写的关于那个对于姊妹的要求太高了，达不到。
But when we cut this text straight, we find that All of us need Proverbs 31 for four reasons.
但是如果我们真正按着正义来分解神的道的话，我们就看到我们所有的人，因为以下的四个原因，我们需要好好读这章经文。
Next text. Next slide.
Yeah.
Okay. First, we need it because under the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit, it's in the Bible.
第一因为他是在圣灵所启示的圣经里。
Paul reminds Timothy that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable to us for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness.
保罗这样告诫提摩太说，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。
And that includes Proverbs 31.
所以当然也包括箴言31章。
But second, we need this passage for the whole church, men and women, because it isn't even addressed to women.
第二个原因，这章经文其实不仅只是写给女人们的，它对教会里的所有的人，弟兄和姊妹都适用。
It was written by King Lemuel for those men who worked with him in government.
他是利穆伊勒王写给在他政府部门工作的男人们的。
Third, we need this chapter because it lays out in a summary the wisdom of the people of God.
第三，这章圣经总结了神子民当有的智慧。
The book of Proverbs opens by laying a foundation for wisdom.
箴言这本书一开始就给智慧定了根基。
In Proverbs 1:7, we read that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom.
箴言一章七节说，敬畏耶和华是知识和智慧的开端。
And at the end of the book, in Proverbs 31:30, we read that there is praise for the person who fears the Lord.
在箴言的最后一句，三十一章的三十节说到，敬畏
Sorry.
赞美敬畏神的人而结束。
I wish I knew what she was saying,、
yeah.
but I don't.
We in sync with the Spirit.
That's right. Okay. Chapter 1 in the book of Proverbs introduces us to Lady Wisdom crying out in the streets of the city, calling young men to rethink their lives and their choices and telling them to fear the Lord.
箴言第一章，智慧之母在闹市街头呐喊，呼求青年们人们反思他们的生活和选择，告诫他们要敬畏耶和华。
And then chapter 31 at the end of the book shows Lady Wisdom in street clothes, showing us what someone looks like who has wisely chosen to fear the Lord.
那箴言三十一章呢，则将智慧之母穿上了市井的服装，展示了一个敬畏人的人当过的日常生活。
But the fourth reason why we must study Proverbs 31 is the structure of the last 22 verses of the chapter itself.
第四个原因我们要仔细查考箴言31章，是因为它最后的这20节是用一个特殊的诗体写成的。
Proverbs 31beginning at verse 10, which you read together earlier, has a special structure.
这几节经文呢，是有一个特别的结构。
It's an acrostic poem.
是用离合诗体写的。
Each verse in order starts with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
每一句的一开始是以希伯来文的一个字母开始的。
And you might say, what's the point of that?
这有什么意义呢？你会说。
In the ancient world, acrostics were used as memory devices.
在古时，离合诗体是用来帮助人们记忆的。
If you knew the letters of the alphabet, you could recall a series of ideas simply by recalling the next letter of the alphabet.
因为根据希伯来文的字母顺序，你会很容易的记住用字母顺序所表达的一系列观点。
We use this today, but it was even more important in the ancient world. In an oral culture where wisdom is passed down from mouth to ear and not in a book, it was important to know how to memorize.
我们现在也在用这种记忆帮助记忆的手法，但古时呢用的更多，就是当人用手用口来传讲一些智慧的话语的时候，他们需要一个结构来帮助。
So children learned orally what they needed to know.
孩子们经常是通过口传的来学会智慧。
And an acrostic poem was one way to help them remember.
这个离合诗体呢，就是一个帮助孩子们记忆的方式。
So Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31 was written as an acrostic poem so that it could be memorized easily.
所以箴言31章的10到31节就是用这种离合诗体写的，以帮助记忆。
It was meant to be learned by heart.
因为这章经文是让人逐句背诵的。
And so we ask why?
为什么？
Well, because it summarizes all the wisdom of the people of God in this Bible book.
因为它总结了箴言这本书中提到的所有的智慧。
And it's for all of us to help us know how to live life wisely to be approved by God.
它帮助我们每个人过有智慧的生活，蒙神悦纳的生活。
And that's what we want to explore today.
所以我们今天来仔细查考箴言三十一章。
Now, the passage opens in verse 10 with a question and a statement.
第十节一开始问了大家一个问题，然后做了一个表述。
The text says in English, who can find a virtuous wife for her worth is far above rubies? But I don't know how many translations of the Bible into Chinese are available.But English speakers have many options.
在新雅各大地版的英文圣经中，箴言三十一章第十节是这样写的：谁能找到一个贤德的妻子，她的价值远胜过红宝石。我们不知道有多少中文的版本，但我知道这句话有很多英文翻译版本。
One English translation asks, a wife of noble character who can find?
一种翻译是谁能找到有品德高尚的妻子。
Another translation asks, a capable wife who can find.
另一种翻译说谁能找到有才能的妻子。
So, a virtuous wife, a noble character, a capable wife, what are we talking about here?
所以是一个品德高尚的，是一个贤德的，是有才能的，到底是一个什么样的妻子呢？
The problem is that a Hebrew word, chayil, is being translated in very different ways.
这个问题就出在人们怎样翻译这个希伯来字 chayil 这个字上。
So, chapter 31 has already used that Hebrew word in verse 3.
其实在箴言31章第三节就已经用过 chayil 这个字。
The text says, O son of my womb, son of my vows, do not spend your strength, chayil, on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings.
说到我腹中生的儿啊，我许愿得的儿啊，不要将你的精力，就是 chayil 这个字，给妇女，也不要有败坏君王的行为。
Chayil is a common word in the Bible, used 246 times.
凯佑这个字在圣经中是常见字，用了246次。
Three times it's used of a woman, but most often it's used of soldiers and armies.
三次是用来形容妇女，更多的是用来描绘士兵或者军队。
The basic meaning of the word is strength or power, and it's sometimes translated as valiant.
这个字最基本的含义是力量或者能力，有时也会翻译成为英勇。
In most cases, it refers to military prowess or to a quality of valor needed in combat.
绝大多数的时候它用来指军事威力，也就是作战时的英勇。
A soldier stands firm in battle, refusing to desert his post or run away from duty.
比如一个士兵坚守岗位，不擅离职守。
Do you know about David's mighty men?
你们知道大卫的三十勇士吗
?David's mighty men were Chayil men.
这三十个勇士希伯来原文就是 Chayil 人。
So this is a word that refers to a quality of valor needed in combat.
所以用这个字来描述人呢，是说你有一个很大的能力，在征战时你有英勇。
And in Proverbs 31:10, it's about a woman.
但是在箴言31章第10节这个字被用到了描写女人身上。
She is a soldier who stands firm in battle.
这个女人就像一个士兵在一个坚守职位的坚守岗位的。
So, a man or woman who is chayil, like David's mighty men, has an inner strength to carry through on responsibilities and to overcome obstacles.
所以有凯佑这个能力的人呢，就比如大卫的勇士们，都有一股内在的力量，可以让他们能够克服困难，完成使命。
And Proverbs 31:10 is about this kind of person.
箴言31章10节讲的就是这样的人。
This is someone who is strong or valiant, a person with inner strength that can overcome obstacles.
这个人坚强、勇敢、有内力，能够克服任何困难。
And this strong person has a skill for living.
这个坚强的人当然是有一个生活的能力。
And in Proverbs 31, we find this person personified in a wise woman.
所以在箴言31章就描述了这个人如何生活。
And as we look at her, we see what wisdom looks like in daily life.
让我们仔细看这个人的时候，我们就学会什么叫智慧。
The qualities of this woman are qualities that summarize all the wisdom of the people of God in the book.
这个人身上表现出了箴言中所说的所有的智慧。
And they are qualities for all of us, married or single, man or woman.
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹，男人女人，已婚未婚的，都从这个人身上学到智慧。
So what characterizes this person of strength?
所以这个人有什么特点呢？
The first characteristic of a wise person of strength is that he or she is trustworthy.
第一个特点，他是值得信靠的。
In verses 11 and 12, we read this. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life.
箴言31章11-12节这样写道，她丈夫心里倚靠她，必不缺少利益。她一生使丈夫有益无损。
A chayil person is first above everything else trustworthy.
所以一个chayil这个人是第一个特点，她值得信靠。
This woman's husband can trust her, knowing she's not going to blow the budget or run off with the mailman.
这个妇女的丈夫呢，信得过她，知道她不会超支预算或者跟邮递员私奔。
So, this is what this person is, and you ask yourself, am I trustworthy?
这就是这个人的第一个智慧。我们可以问自己，我们是可值得信靠的吗？
Can you be trusted to do good and not harm all the days of your life?
我们是可以值得定义只做善事。
If you are, then you're on your way to being a full-fledged Proverbs 31 person.
如果你这样下了决心，这样生活，你就已经有了第一个智慧的品格。
Then in verses 13 through 16, we discover that a chayil person is also shrewd.
在13到18节，我们发现chayil这个人呢，还是一个精明的人。
Now, we don't like that sound of that word in English, but according to the dictionary, this is a person who is intelligent or wise or clever.
或许我们不喜欢用精明这个字，但是字典里对精明的定义是有高智商、智慧、聪明。
A shrewd person is not someone who takes advantage of other people, but takes advantage of opportunities.
一个精明的人不是利用他人，而是使用机会。
This is what shrewdness looks like in verses 13 through 18.
3到18节是这样描述他的精明的。
In verse 13, the Hebrew text is clear that a shrewd person selects his or her tasks and materials with care.
在13节讲到，希伯来文里清楚地说到，这个精明的人呢，会认真选择自己的工作和他所用的材料。
In verses 14 and 15, she is like merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her serving women.
第14到15节讲到，她好像是商船从远方运粮来，未到黎明就起来，把食物分给家中的人，将把当做的工分给婢女。
So a shrewd person looks ahead and prepares for the future, not just for the present.
所以一个精明的人是有远见的，他不仅为现在做安排，更为将来做计划。
In verse 16, she considers a field and buys it, and out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard.
第16节讲到，她想到田地就买来，用手所得之力栽种葡萄园。
So the shrewd person thinks through his or her projects carefully and plans how to carry them out successfully.
所以一个精明的人会认真思考，规划投资，并仔细做计划，得以成功。
And in verse 17, we read that she sets about her work vigorously, her arms are strong for her task.
第17节讲到，她以能力束腰，使臂膀有力。
The shrewd person improves his or her knowledge and skills in order to work smarter, not harder.
一个精明的人会花时间学习新的知识和技能，以便工作的更有效率，而不是工作的更辛苦。
So then in verse 18, we read that she sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night.
所以第十八节我们读到，她觉得所经营的有利，她的灯终夜不灭。
And in the Hebrew text, that means that the shrewd person makes quality products that she can sell without shame, without fear.
所以希伯来文中讲到这个精明的人会用大量的时间制作质量上乘的商品取利。没有羞愧，也没有恐惧。
In short, a high-yield person is shrewd.
所以，一个 high-yield 的人是精明的人。
So ask yourself, how shrewd am I in my daily activities?
所以我们可以问自己，我在日常生活的安排上精明吗？
Do I think through my projects carefully?
我仔细安排手中的工作吗？
Do I plan ahead?
我提前做计划吗？
Do I commit myself to good work?
我定义做善事吗？
If so, you are a shrewd person.
如果这样，你就是一个精明的人。
But then we move to verses 19 and 20.
然后我们看到19和20节。
In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy.
她手拿捻线杆，手把纺线车，张手救济困苦人，伸手帮补穷乏人。
And so the third characteristic of a high-yield person is that you are generous.
所以第三个海幼之人的特点呢，就是他慷慨。
Now, that's not clear in the English translation. I hope it's clear in the Chinese translation.
在经文里这个慷慨的这个意义没有表达得很好，不晓得我们中文怎样。
If you were reading these verses in Hebrew, you'd see that immediately you cannot separate verse 19 from verse 20.
如果你在用希伯来文来读这两节的话，你会发现这两节是分离不开的。
This is Hebrew poetry with four statements.
这两节又是一个希腊文的希伯来文的诗体。
Statement 1, the first half of verse 19, and statement 4, the last half of verse 20, have the same structure and the same verb.
这有四句话，第一句话和第四句话，也就是我们读到的19节的上半句和20节的下半句，是用同一个结构和一个动词。
See if you can understand this.
你或许会理解这样一个交叉结构。
Okay. Statement 1, Statement 2, Statement 3, Statement 4.
第一句、第二句、第三句、第四句。
Okay. Same structure.Same verb. Statement 1, statement 4.
第一、第四，同样结构，同样动词。
Statement 2 and statement 3. Same structure, same verb.
第二句和第三句，同一个结构，同一个动词。
All right. Great. When we have this together, we have what is called a chiasm.
所以这样的结构就叫做交平行交叉。
This woman spun thread, then wove sashes and made garments to sell to the merchants so that she could be generous to the poor and needy.
这个女人手拿捻线杆，手把纺线车，这样可以周济张手周济困苦人，伸手帮补贫乏人。
We learned in the second characteristic that we should be shrewd.
第二个精明之人的特点是
But shrewdness must always be tempered by generosity.
精明一定要有慷慨。
Otherwise, shrewdness can make us greedy.
否则精明会让我们贪婪。
And the Bible does not say nice things about greedy people.
圣经里对贪婪的人没有好的定义。
So a shrewd person takes advantage of opportunities in order to reach out to those in need with generosity.
所以一个精明的人会用各种的机会，利用机会来帮助，慷慨的帮助有需要的人。
Then we come to the fourth characteristic of a Ha'il person.
下面我们讲到这个海佑的人的第四个特点。
Verses 21 to 25 tell us that a Ha'il person is diligent.
21到25节告诉我们一个海佑的人是勤奋工作的人。
You read these verses before, and just read them in Chinese.
我们刚才读到，他不因下雪为家里的人担心，因为全家都穿着朱红衣服。他为自己制作绣花毯子，他的衣服是用细麻和紫色布做的。他丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。他做细麻衣裳出卖，又将腰带卖与商家。能力和威仪是他的衣服，他想到日后的景况就喜笑。
In these verses, you see that a wise person is diligent in caring for the needs of the others, even when it snows in the Middle East.
所以你会看到一个有聪明的人会勤奋的工作，然后去帮补别人。
But the wise person also cares for his or her own needs.
而且一个智慧的人他也会顾及到自己家里的需要。
And this wise person's handling of life has earned her husband respect from the elders of the city.
所以这个人他很精明的安排各样的生活，他这样呢，他的丈夫可以被与长老同坐，为众人认识。
In what ways we see this wise person at work producing income for her family in order to help others?
他在努力工作，能够赚取力，来够帮补家人。
So that she can laugh at the days to come.
所以他可以看到，对将想起将来的日子就喜笑。
Now, some people dismiss diligence, calling it workaholism or obsessive compulsiveness.
或许有些人不喜欢勤奋这个字，把它当作工作狂或强迫症的代名词。
But my Oxford Dictionary tells me that it's a careful and persistent effort in our work.
但是我牛津字典里告诉我，勤奋是指工作认真并持久。
We show care through our diligence.
勤奋体现出用心。
So diligence is a necessary part of being wise.
所以勤奋是智慧的一个表现。
So that brings us to the fifth characteristic of a Ha'il person.
所以他这句话就带来了我们知道一个海佑之人的第五个特征。
Verse 26 tells us that she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue.
她开口就发智慧，她舌上有仁慈的法则。
The strong, wise person always speaks wisely and kindly.
坚强并有智慧的人总是会讲智慧、仁慈的话语。
In other words, we not only walk the walk, we talk the talk.
也就是说，我们不仅要行出福音，也是要宣讲福音。
Now, at this point, you might be thinking, you know, it's too much trouble to be wise.
或许你现在已经觉得，哇，做一个智慧之人太难了。
You might think it's too demanding.
太多要求了。
Does it really matter that I'm dependable and thoughtful about my work?
真的我这样被值得信靠然后仔细计划工作有那么重要吗
Or that I'm generous or diligent in all that I do?
或者我慷慨或者勤奋工作有必要吗
Or that I watch my tongue and use it wisely?
要我控制好舌头很有智慧的话语
Wisdom throughout the Bible is about making wise decisions in the thick of life.
在整本圣经中智慧都是在指在生活的各种纠结中做明智的抉择。
In Proverbs 8, verses 35 and 36, Lady Wisdom tells us that those who love her will live, but those who sin against her wrong their own souls.
在箴言8章35到36节中智慧之母就已经告诉我们寻得我的就寻得生命。得罪我的就害了自己的性命。
In short, wisdom is the stuff of everyday life, but it's also the stuff of life and death.
简而言之，智慧是我们每天的选择，这是一个关乎生死的选择。
But if our chapter ended with verse 26, We'd have a moral code, but no resource other than our own determination to make it work.
但是如果箴言31章就在26节结束的话，我们就只有学到了一个道德规范，除了 ，Yeah.
What makes us wise is not found in verses 11 through 26.
如果我们靠了自己的意志力，没有别的可以帮助我们活出这个道德规范的话
，It's found in verse 30.Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but the person who fears the Lord is to be praised.
在第三十节告诉我们是如何活出来，因为美艳丽是虚假的，美容是短暂的，唯敬畏耶和华的人必得称赞。
This is the bottom line. The strong, wise person knows the difference between what lasts and what passes away.
这就是我们最重要学到的功课。一个坚强有智慧的人知道永恒和短暂的区别。
And knowing that difference, that person chooses to live for what is eternal.
因为知道这个区别，这个人会选择做那永恒价值的事。
Verse 30 reminds us that charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting.
三十节提醒我们艳丽是虚假的，美容是短暂的。
Beauty is good, but it doesn't last.
美丽很好，可是是短暂的。
What lasts forever is our relationship to God.
能够存到永远的是我们和神的关系。
The sermons that I've heard on Proverbs 31 have tended to focus on this woman's busyness.
我常常在听到箴言31章的讲道中常常会是在强调这个人是如何的忙。
They are evidence of her wisdom, but they are not the point of the passage.
这些是这个人智慧的表现，但是它不是我们要学到的最终的功课。
True wisdom starts with God and our relationship to Him.
真正的智慧是从我们跟神的关系开始的。
Wisdom starts with the fear of the Lord.
智慧是敬畏神是智慧的开端。
What is this fear of God?
什么是敬畏神?
Is it terror in God's presence?
是对神恐惧吗?
No, it's a reverent understanding of who God is and where we stand in relationship to Him.
敬畏是带着敬意认识神是谁，知道我们跟他的关系是否正确。
The single most important thing that we can know is who God is.
我们唯一重要的，我们必须知道神是谁。
We must know Him as our Creator.We must know Him as our Redeemer, and we must know Him as our Sustainer.
我们必须知道他是我们的创造者、救赎者和保守者。
When life hits us with many difficulties, we must know who God is.
当我们的生活遇到各种困难的时候，我们必须知道神是谁。
It's important to know that Him as our Creator and Redeemer.But also to know Him as our sustainer.
他不仅是我们的创造者和救赎者，更是我们的保守者。
In tough times, people ask all kinds of questions.
在困境中，人会问各样的问题。
They ask, "Is God sovereign?"
神在掌权吗
？Is God love?
神是爱吗
？Does God care?
神眷顾吗
？Is God even there?
神真的存在吗?
And when you go through tough times, you must know that God is sovereign, that He is love, that He does care, and He is there.
所以当你身处困境的时候，你一定要知道神在掌权，他是爱，他眷顾，他在那里。
This awareness of God at work even in tragedy gives us a different way to see life.And to see pain.
在苦难中仍然知道神在掌权会给我们另外一个视角来看生命和苦难。
It teaches us the difference between what passes and what lasts.
它会教导我们学会认识短暂和永恒的区别。
And knowing God sustains us in our darkest hours.
学习知道在最黑暗的日子可以仍旧信靠神。
But knowing God also sustains us in daily life.
神真的每天都在看顾我们。
It's not easy to be trustworthy, but God is there and sees that we can be trusted.
信靠不是一个容易的功课，但是神会保守我们学会这个功课。
It's not convenient to be shrewd, but God sees our work and is honored by it.
精明不是简单易行的，但神看见并喜悦我们这样做。
It's not easy to be generous, but God cares about our concern for the poor and the needy.
慷慨也不是简单易行的，但是神关心我们是否愿意帮助贫穷有需要的人。
It's not fun to be diligent. But we work to glorify God, our Maker.
勤奋不是一件好玩的事情，但是我们努力工作是为了荣耀造物主。
And it's certainly not easy to speak wisely and kindly all the time, but God hears what we say.
何时何地都谈吐仁慈有智慧是更不容易的做的事，但神听见我们所谈所讲的。
Our relationship with God gives us a different perspective on life.
我们跟神的关系会跟我们另外一个视角来看人生。
We know what matters.
我们知道什么重要。
We know what lasts and what passes away, and we choose to live for what lasts eternally.
我们会知道什么是短暂的，什么是永恒的。我们用这个视角来做生活的抉择。
And we bring that perspective to every choice we make.
我们把这个视角来做生活的抉择。
We choose whether or not to be trustworthy or to plan ahead and work with care.
我们可以学习选择做值得信任的人。
We choose whether or not to show compassion or to pursue our goals with diligence or to control our tongues.
我们选择提前做计划，认真完成，选择去看寻找需要我们帮助关爱的人，选择去勤奋工作以达到目标，并选择要管好我们自己的舌头。
What we believe about God determines how wisely we live life.
我们对神的认识决定了我们如何有智慧的生活。
The fear of the Lord motivates us to manage our time wisely in the light of eternal values.
敬畏神促使我们把时间花在有永恒价值的事上。
The fear of the Lord motivates us to use our resources wisely to benefit others.
敬畏神使我们有智慧的使用资源以造福他人。
And the fear of the Lord helps us evaluate every choice we make every day.
敬畏神帮助我们对每天的抉择做出评判。
100 years ago,American newspapers printed a short poem on the front page every day.
100年前，在一个美国报纸，在它头一页会刊登一个诗。
And one of the poets was a woman named Ella Wheeler Wilcox.
有一次，一个诗人的名字叫 Ella Wheeler Wilcox.
And 100 years ago, she gave us these lines as useful today as when they were written.
一百年前他就给我们这个智慧用这个诗所表达的对我们现在还有用处。
This is what she wrote.
他是这样写。
One ship sails east, another west on the selfsame wind that blows.
一艘船驶向东另一艘驶向西。
It's the set of the sails and not the gales that determines where each ship goes.
是同一阵风吹来的。我们知道是帆的方向而不是风的方向决定了每艘船的走向。
Do you want to be approved by God?
你想蒙神悦纳吗?
When we cut this text straight, we learn that it's the set of the sail, not the gale, that determines our destiny.
当我们用正义来分解神的话的时候,我们学到是帆的方向而不是风的方向决定了我们人生的走向。
So how have you set the sail of your life?
你的生活是如何扬帆的?
Men and women, singles and married, we all can learn from Proverbs 31.
男人女人单身和已婚的我们都可以从箴言31章有所学习。
So choose to live your life wisely in the light of what lasts forever.
让我们为了那存留到永远的而有智慧的安排生活吧。
If you do, you will be trustworthy, shrewd, generous, diligent, and you'll control your tongue.
如果你愿意这样做，你就会成为值得信靠的、精明的、慷慨的、勤奋的、管好舌头的人。
But even more, you will know the difference between what passes and lasts, and you'll give yourself to what lasts for eternity.
而且你就会区分什么是短暂的，什么是永恒的，并将一生的时间花在有永恒价值的事情上。
That's what it takes to be approved by God.
这就是如何蒙神悦纳。
That's God's formula for living life with skill.
这就是神教导我们有技巧的如何过生活。
Be wise.
充满智慧。
Be a person of strength.
刚强壮胆。
It's your choice.
这是我们的选择。
In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名祷告。Amen.